Episode 318, Are You Trying to Do Too Much?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies. How are you doing? Oh my goodness, it's been like forever, hasn't it? I don't know what your schedule's doing to you, but mine is driving me crazy. And yes, but I had to take a break. I had to pull away and say, you know what? It's time for sister time. It is time to break away and just enjoy our time. So grab a seat. You need a break too. We need to work this out. Are you trying to do too much? I mean, come on, you got to be honest with me. Are you? Because with the holiday seasons approaching, you know, life only gets crazier and more chaotic, and the hustle and bustle begins. And even though I love being a part of the hustle and bustle, it doesn't do really good on us up north. You know, like our mindset tends to go bleh. So that's what we're going to chat about today. For those of you who are brand new to the family, welcome. I'm so thrilled that you're here. I know that you probably are thinking, who are these people? We are a community, a wonderful family of like-minded moms and women and mompreneurs and entrepreneurs coming together, and we even have some dads in here too, that really just want to do life together and keeping it simple. A lot of what we do here is the KISS, the keep it simple strategy, and we don't need to complicate our lives anymore. So if we can get back to, down to some fundamental basics, more power to us, right? So welcome. Come on in. I'm glad you're here. Now, can you believe we are on day 23? Ah! Yes, you heard me. It's day 23 of the 60-day push. Now, if you're working through that, that's awesome because you need to keep going. And even if you've fallen a little bit, hey, it's okay. You need to pick back up where you left off. And we're going to talk about that a little bit today. Now, if you're not doing the 60-day push, hey, that's okay. It doesn't matter. What we're talking about here applies to life and no matter where you are in your journey. So you want to stay tuned. Don't turn me off quite yet because you're going to have some good fun things in this episode, I promise you. Now, you know it's all about being real here. And I got to tell you right now that I do think sometimes I am doing way too much. I know when I was a lot younger, I did it all. And nowadays, if you look at your children, oh my gosh, how many of you know, and maybe it's your own children, where they're involved in five or six things? Literally, they're going from, and when I say five or six things, I'm saying anything out of the norm of education, sleeping, and eating. Okay, maybe going to the bathroom too. But the basics of life, because when you're young, those are kind of the basics. Their job is to go to school, to get an education. So why? So eventually one day they will move out and not depend 100% on you, right? I mean, that's one goal for my children. I want them to move out and be successful and on their own and living their own journeys. I want them to be able to be productive in society, and I want them on their own. But if you look at today and as they're growing up, kids are totally on the go. And when they're on the go, if they're not already driving, which most of the time they're not because they're not driving at least until they're 16. And even then they're limited sometimes. So who's taking them into everywhere? You are. And then so if they're involved and you have multiple kids, you got to add all that up. And so if they're going to church stuff and youth group and they've got Sunday school, you know, and they've got parties and they have their football. And well, that's actually probably coming close to an end unless you're in the championships. But, you know, maybe you're moving on now to basketball season. Okay. Some of them even have soccer still. Soccer in some areas are played year round. And it's just, you know, hockey, all of it, it goes, comes. And it's like, how much more? And then you have your commitments. And then you have to add on top of that the holidays. Yeah, call me crazy, but this is when the stress begins to hit. And then you wonder why. Why am I doing so much? Why am I trying to do it all? And then you look at yourself in the mirror and you're like, boy, you're looking old. And you wonder why. I find myself doing that. I did it when I was younger and I wanted to be involved in lots of things. I helped in the church. I taught Sunday school. I ran the children's church program with my mom. And depending upon where we were doing and because, you know, we moved around all the time, I would sometimes be in charge of it. And so I would take care of the music and all of it. For the kids' programs, I would do the lessons. And I loved absolutely all of it, but that was just one little part of it. Then we would have our Wednesday nights. And then sometimes we would have our weekend fellowships because my mom and dad were just very much involved in people's lives. So we would always have something going on more, let alone then all of my band and music stuff. And then when I was involved in my professional traveling when we lived in Hawaii, then I had all of those commitments. And that involved two different groups. And then I had all my school commitments. Then I was an ice skater on top of that. Let alone, let's see, well, I just tried to be a sister and a daughter. Just trying to do the right thing. But you see, that whole thing in my life continued as I got older. And the thing was, as I got older, I could even, you know, I really thought I could even do more. And I thought, okay, well, if I can do all this, then surely I can handle that. Well, let's see. So at one point, I had three jobs. Yeah. One of which, I was my own CEO. I was the entrepreneur. I was the owner of the business. And so I had three jobs. I was working as a worship minister at a church, playing every week. And then I began to have children. And my husband was still in school, and so I had to help him because he wasn't there. So if he wasn't there, I was doing it. I did the grocery shopping. I paid the bills. I mean, one thing after another. And when the kids started coming along, I had to take care of them. But that didn't slow me down. I just thought, I can take on more. I would do volunteer activities within the community. I was always trying to do way too much. Now in my old age, I look at it and I'm going, whoa, sometimes you got to slow down a little bit in order to move fast. Where are you in your goals right now? Last year, where were you? I can remember I was having a conversation with one of my girlfriends and she says, I'm right where I was a year ago. And she goes, I really don't like that, Christy Ann. I don't like where I'm at. Well, if you don't like where you're at, then something's got to change. When I began reflecting during my tornado, and one of the issues that we had with scheduling, seriously, was that my husband worked some long hours, and then the kids would have activities, and yes, there are lots of them, so that means we were always going to something. There was never a day, ever, Monday through Friday through Saturday through Sunday, that we ever had much downtime. The downtime usually was in between the activities, and we may have been literally driving from one to the next, and that was the downtime. Well, Daddy didn't really appreciate that. And so part of me growing up and gaining some personal realization is that we don't need to overschedule ourselves. And I was even allowing my children to do that. And not that that's a bad thing, but they were getting to the age where they could begin to start making some tough choices. Not, oh, well, you have to be involved in everything to see what you like. They were kind of beyond that. We had one of our little guys, Grayson. He was still young enough. And so, yeah, we had him in a couple extra things. But as a whole, the older four could kind of begin to pick out exactly what they wanted to focus on. And so when we started doing that, I started, you know, paring down the schedule. And so when he was able to come home at night, a couple nights we were actually home when he was home, even though he got home late. Because a lot of times he would get home late. And when I say home late, you know, he didn't work a 9-to-5 job, still doesn't work a 9-to-5 job. And so he would come home as late, maybe 7 o'clock. But if our activities and we're doing games and all of that, we could be in the middle of that and we still get home late at maybe 8:30 or 9 o'clock. But we were still home later than he was. And what he wanted to do was to come home to the family, and we just frankly weren't there. And so as I began to pare down our schedule, it began to slow us down. And we began to realize really what was important to us? Where did our focus really want to be? Me as a mom specifically, the children began to sit here and go, oh man, I really like this. Or no, mom, I thought I did, but it's really not what I thought it was anymore. And so I'm ready, you know, I'll finish out the season, but afterwards I don't want to do anymore. It really forced us into making some very constructive decisions as to what to do and what not to do. It was very eye-opening. So when you look at where you are right now, now I want you to look back where you were a year ago, right now. As you're listening to this, whether it's Thanksgiving time or whether it's just a year and you're in the middle of your year, where were you 1 year ago today? Are you where you want to be? Are you going to going down the path that you want to go? A lot of times we find out we think we're going somewhere, and when we stop and reflect and we literally take a moment out where we're not trying to do it all and we just take a moment and breathe, we realize that we weren't that much further along than where we started. So I want to give you kind of a challenge in that I want you to take this time today. Take a few moments, and I want you to think back, number one, where you were a year ago. That's number one. Number two, then, I want you to use the kiss to begin to move yourself ahead. Because remember, a part of the 60-day push is to gain massive momentum for 2016. So you're setting yourself up for success. You do not want to set yourself up for failure. If you are trying to do too much, you are setting yourself up for failure. You are going to continually repeat those bad habits. What you're trying to do is what? Create daily goals and timed goals. Those time goals may be into 2016, and that's okay. But some of what you could be doing starts right now. And that brings us to the kiss. Declutter your schedule. Yeah. You're getting out the holiday decorations and you're finding things. Well, now's the time to look at your calendar and start taking some stuff off of it. A lot of people use the excuse of either sickness or holidays to slow down. Why? Why do we have to have a holiday to slow down? Why don't we start looking at how we want our lives to be and begin designing them that way? It's time to create your now. It's time for you to be proactive, not reactive. And the way to do that is to declutter your schedule. It's just like cleaning out your closet. It's like throwing the old ornaments away that you think you're going to reuse, but every single year they sit in that same box and you put them away. And so all they are doing is taking up space. Space that probably you could use to organize some other things that you have. So you got to declutter your schedule. And this is how you do it. Number one, you slow down in order to move fast. You got to take a break. If you want to gain that momentum, you have to slow down. So you got to start removing things off your schedule. Slow down. Number two, you got to simplify. What do you really want out of life? Have you really answered that question honestly, truthfully, and authentically? And that key word at the end, authentically, is huge. Why? Because a lot of times we answer that question, what do you really want? Based on everybody else's perspective of where we should be and what we want or what they want us to be doing. A lot of us lived that through our childhood. Our parents wanted us to play football. Our parents wanted us to be a dancer, a cheerleader, a soccer player, a volleyball player. They wanted us to be the queen bee and the captain of this. They wanted us to be the best academic scholar ever. They wanted us to be the winner at poetry. They want us to win the science fair project. The thing is the only crown that you wear is the one that you feel most comfortable in. That's you being authentic. So you have to be honest, truthful, and authentically you when you answer that question. Where do you really want to be? And you need to begin to simplify your life. Simplify it. I know for me personally, I used to be so engaged and wrapped up and rolled around in what the church did. And I am not saying that's not important. But there came a point where I needed to pull back. And I had to understand that, you know what? There are going to be other people who will step up. Christiane, you are not out there to save the world all the time. Sometimes you have different priorities at different stages in your life. And so when that happened, I pulled back. And whoo, I was still authentically me. But you see, the problem was I was still trying to do everything else that everybody, that I thought everybody wanted me to do. So I left that authentic part off. I was being honest and truthful, but the authentic part was gone. When I began to realize who I was and with the direction that I needed to go, me, myself, and I, yes, you, where do you want to go? Where do you want to be? Simplify it. That's number two. Number three, and this is major key in it all, build consistency. Did you hear me? Build consistency. Yeah, I want to shake you up a little bit because you got to slow down, simplify, and you've got to build consistency. If you are moving too fast, you are not seeing the details of the world that you're in. If you're running through the forest, how can you see how beautiful that red bush is? It's a blur. You've got to build consistency. You've got to slow down. You've got to simplify by being authentically you. And you've got to build consistency doing the little things over and over again. Those daily goals that you have that are eventually going to what? Create those daily habits are going to make 2016 that much better. That weight loss that you want to succeed in, it's going to come by portion control now, eating healthy now, not waiting till January 1st of 2016 and up, time to start. It starts now. Little things, baby steps, one step at a time. Build consistency. You're wanting to start that business. Your child's getting older and you're like, now's the time. So you begin to figure out that next step. It's just doing the next step and doing it, doing one little thing every single day. Build consistency. That's what brings success. All of this is going to help you declutter your schedule. And when you think you're doing too much, you really won't be. Why? Because you're being authentically you. You're being able to pull back and you're saying, this is where I need to be. And it may seem strange for a while. And even at times you may feel actually a little empty. Because if you're anything like me and you're running on overload all the time, you're going to feel like you're kind of being lazy. And in all honesty, you're not. You're being you, and you matter. So take time today. This moment, sometime today, okay? Promise me, okay? Come on, give me a virtual bump. Okay, yeah, you got it. And I don't want you to try to do too much anymore. I want you to give yourself some reprieve, and I want you to declutter your schedule. You're going to do it by slowing down so you can move fast. You're going to do it to simplify. Number two, you're going to simplify by being authentically you. And number three, you are going to build consistency. I believe in you, and you can do all that you want to do. Just don't try and do it all at one time, because burning the candles at both ends only gets you 6 feet under, and I love you too much to let that happen. You go out, make it an incredible day. Be present, and I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.